With a proposed budget of $750,000, the study would examine three areas: the Kramer Avenue subdivision, an area of city-owned land behind Sitka High School, and state-owned land abutting the Indian River subdivision. Around $330,000 of the funding would come from the city's Benchlands Capital Project Fund. Finding solutions to Sitka's affordable housing shortage is a goal of the city's strategic and comprehensive plans. And Assemblymember Tor Christensen said zeroing in on this land could bring them closer than ever to achieving it.
This is the first thing I've seen in quite a while that could actually make a difference on providing something approaching affordability in Sitka. So I think this is pretty important.
Planning Director Amy Ainsley said if the Assembly approved the budget for the study, it would be comprehensive and would rely heavily on geotechnical expertise and civil engineering. And it would need to answer several key questions.
How much land is truly developable? What will be the cost of bringing that development? And how much housing do we get out of it? Those are sort of the core primary questions that we need to be able to answer before we can move forward with the next steps of actually pursuing development and opening land, creating a disposal plan, creating, you know, subdivisions and all of those things.
Ainsley said the study could be scaled down, but doing all of the analyses at once would save the city money in the long run. Mayor Stephen Eisenbeiss said the city had undergone land studies in the past that never made it past the study phase. And while he didn't necessarily disagree with Ainsley's process, he wanted to understand why the city needed to do the investigation rather than private industry.
Why are we the ones taking this step where land could be sold to a developer to take all the steps? It was stated earlier that if we do it, it can make the land cheaper. If we sold a large parcel for a very inexpensive amount, I think we kind of get to that same point of inexpensive land. Of course, deed restrictions would have to be on there so that we get the desired results, because once it's out of our hands, there's very little we can say on that.
Ainsley said she felt the city hadn't been very successful using that strategy in the past.
And it has not brought a lot of fruit to bear in terms of affordable housing. We end up kind of just creating a lot of market price lots that get absorbed at standard market prices. I don't know that a lot of our efforts have resulted in affordable housing. If the goal is affordable housing, we may need to have a stronger role in that.
Assemblymember Chris Yusted said he supported the study, but shared concerns with Eisenbeiss about investigating the property next to the Indian River subdivision, since it's currently owned by the state.
I'd be more willing to look at that if we had some sort of nod from the state that they would be willing to sell, trade, whatever it's got to happen. So I think right now I'd like to not throw assets that way until we had something figured out.
Ainsley said they're also seeking state support for the study. It was included in the legislative priorities the Assembly approved last month. She said if the city does budget for it, it gives staff time between now and July 1st to work with the state on funding opportunities or possibly even a plan to secure the land. The special budget meeting was an opportunity for the Assembly to give general direction to staff about where they want the budget to end up for fiscal year 24, a process that takes several months and will likely be finalized in May. And it's a tricky year for budgeting, even with some unexpected good news. City Finance Director Melissa Haley said the city's sales tax revenue will exceed her conservative projections by around $2 million for the first half of the year.
That's good news, but it's still challenging. We have possibility of a recession coming up, and because we're still seeing growth, and then combined with the other economic pressures, it makes projections very difficult.
And there are other budgeting unknowns at a national level, like how inflation could continue to impact the city's bottom line. And as Municipal Administrator John Leach noted, an impending fight in Congress over the federal debt ceiling, which has led toward government shutdowns in the past. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.